A tough trip up to Union County last night for the Caldwell County Tigers, dropping a 47-0 decision to the Union County Braves. Good morning, everyone. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback coming to you live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery this morning. Joining us on the show, Caldwell County coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley. And Coach Barnes, a tough loss last night, but now that you've seen Union County up close, what can you do with those guys?
You have to pursue the ball, make tackles. They run what they run. They don't really deviate. They've been the same team schematically for last 4 or 5 years, probably maybe even longer than that. So it's not – they don't throw anything crazy at you. So you got to play really disciplined and tackle well. And if you don't do those things, they'll score a bunch of points.
Where do they stand as far as teams you've seen so far this season?
They're a good team. They'll have a really good record. That 3A district will be interesting, but I think they'll have a really good record. They'll finish pretty strong, and as far as ranking them, they're one of the better teams we've played, but not leaps and bounds above, anybody we've played. So they've got a good team.
Jeff, what's kind of the biggest challenge trying to get those big backs on the ground?
Well, we just talked about kind of, like Coach Warren said, pursuing to the football, kind of rallying around. You got to do your job well, try to kind of stop them at the point of attack. And then if you get that stopped, you have to kind of get guys with the football to get them on the ground. You got to be physical. You got to be ready to come and, you got to eat a block and take on a block, get rid of a block, then be ready to go hit the guy with the football. And, at times I thought we did that last night, but we just didn't do it enough and consistently enough to get him stopped.
Yeah, Will, you look at the season overall and 0-5 at this point as you get ready to head into what is really the real part of the season now with the district games coming up.
Yeah, and, obviously – people talk about, is this game big? Is that game big? To me, every game's big. I want to win every single game. So I don't really view, hey, this is a really big game versus this game. This is one that is important. They're all important. We want to win them all. But ultimately, I told them on Monday that, to me, the season is judged on how you play in the district and what do you do in the postseason, and all those things are still out there. We've got a lot to improve on if we want to look back on this year with some positives.
Well, as you kind of turn the page now and get ready for district play, how do you kind of get everybody to regroup and refocus and get ready for the district slate?
I think it's staying with what we're doing and not losing faith and realizing things, if we can correct a few things here and there, we'll see some improvement and start playing a little bit better. And if we'll do that, we'll give ourselves a chance to be competitive in this district.
It was actually our first trip to Union County since 2017. I thought originally it was 2018, but for some reason we played them at home in 18 and 19. I can't remember how that worked out.
When we went to 2A, that wasn't a district game anymore. So I think just with how the district schedule for us and them played out, to have 5 home, 5 away for both of us, it worked out that one year we played them at home 2 years in a row. Yeah. I think that's what happened there.
So it had been 5 years since we had been up there, and the first time you guys had seen that field. Talking this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback with Caldwell County coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. Caldwell County football coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley with us on the show today. And guys, I think sometimes we take for granted, past successes and things, but last 2 weeks when you see Crittenden County celebrate a big win or Union County last night, I think they doused 2 or 3 coaches. So I think that's a sign of respect for you guys and what you've done against those teams the last 10, 12, 14 years.
Yeah, I've had a lot of success against both of those teams. And Yeah, that was kind of surprising to me, but you know, they did a good job, and you know, they're having a good year, so they need to enjoy it.
Yeah, Jeff, you've kind of seen the rivalry from both sides. Kind of tell us what it's like.
Well, I mean, I think when you're talking from a Crittenden County standpoint, you're kind of talking about, you know, one of those things that you deal with every day. You know, they know people from here, and people from Crittenden County, you know, Caldwell know each other. They interact all the time. I think it's probably similar, probably with Union County. I think you have the junior pro connection. They play in middle school. I think you just have all those connections. And then when you've been on the losing side of that for a while, it is a big game to kind of get over that hump. And, you know, I think, you know, we're kind of like, well, you know, you're getting doused by Gatorade and, you know, congratulations and all. But, you know, from their standpoint, I think that was, hey, look, this is one of the things we want to do. A goal of our season is to end this streak and, you know, see if we can't, you know, have some success against a team that's probably had success against us in a while. And, you know, finally we're over that hump, and, you know, it's kind of be from their standpoint, I think that's just kind of check it off the list. And now let's go on to the next thing. And so they'll play each other next week. So Crittenden and Union County will get a chance to tangle up. And, you know, I think Union's probably had Crittenden's number a little bit in the past couple of years, so they'll get to figure it out.
Yeah. Union County and Crittenden County going at it next week. And Will, Crittenden's coach, was up there taking a look at them last night.
Yeah, and, you know, just like us, you know, they play every year, and a lot of familiarity there. And it's a lot easier drive to go Crittenden to Union than Caldwell County to Union, I'll tell you that. So, but, yeah, that'll be a good game next week.
Well, you've got to redo the schedule just a little bit maybe for next year. I'm assuming Union County is going to stay on there.
Yeah, I assume so. As long as, you know, they want to keep playing. I think we'll, you know, just like what Coach Riley just said about the, you know, they play in junior pro, they play in middle school. You know, it's just a natural game that's against a good team, a good football program. So, that's a good game for us.
Looking ahead to next week, Ballard Memorial comes to town, and again, that's the first district game of the season. Will, what do you know about the Bombers?
I haven't seen them this year, and you know, we didn't play them last year; they had to cancel. So, you know, I know their coach is really energetic, and we saw them at 7-on-7, seemed to have more kids out, and you know, like I said, I think their coach does a good job and keeping kids out and making it fun, and just kind of looking at scores. You know, they've been able to score some points on some people, and you know, it's they'll be up here, you know, ready to play and ready to you know, get a win.
They've done a pretty good job of getting numbers back up in the program, because their numbers were really down there for a while, and maybe there was even some question about whether they would continue their football program.
Yeah, and that's Coach Bledsoe's their coach, and I think, you know, he's got to get a lot of credit for what he's done there, just to kind of put a little bit of excitement in their program, and to give those kids an opportunity to play. And you know, they'll play hard. They always play really, really hard, and you know, we'll have to be ready to play.
Yeah, give them a lot of credit. They came up here a couple of years ago, and between COVID and everything else, I think they only had about 20 kids.
Yeah, and played extremely hard, and it's not easy to do that when you know, you're struggling. So they'll be ready to go when they come up here next Friday.
Yeah, one of those weird situations, maybe the only time I've ever been pulling for the other team to actually score. You know, you guys had the game in hand, but they were driving late, and I don't think they had scored all season, so I was like, I hope these guys at least get to drive home with a touchdown to talk about.
Yeah, and I think that that meant a lot to their kids and their program and the parents, and you know, they did a good job, and that was kind of a good moment for them to take that back with them.
Hall of Fame night next week, and well, that's always a special night when you have the Hall of Famers there.
Yeah, Billy Hooks is out here eating breakfast. We, you know, maybe we can get him in here and get a Hall of Famer. But no, that's always a neat deal, just to kind of highlight the history, and you know, let our kids kind of see, you know, some familiar faces they know but may not think of as football players. And you know, Will Brown's going to go in, which is long overdue. You know, he's a guy that I mean, is, you think about Caldwell County football, he's got to be one of the first people you think of, just as a player, as a coach, as a supporter. Just, I can't say enough good things about Will, and glad he's finally getting that recognition that he deserves.
Yeah, just running through the list for a second. Tez Sivils, Cole Webster, Billy Hooks, Andrew Webster, Brock Thomas, Will Brown, Brian Davis, Matt Tittle, Chris George. Yeah, Will, I think you're familiar with a lot of those guys.
Yeah, you know, played with some of them and know all of them, and it's a really good class. And you know, we still talk about Tez and Cole Webster, just the type of leaders they were. Obviously, they were really good players, but those two guys kind of willed that 12 team, and obviously ended in Bowling Green in the state championship game. And you know, Matt Tittle was a great player. Andrew Webster was a phenomenal player. And so Chris George going in is really, yeah, really well deserved. You know, though, we're really lucky to have you and Chris and your whole crew to get the coverage we get, not just that you're there at the game, but how knowledgeable and you guys are. And I'm glad Chris is getting that recognition.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley, back with more from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery as we continue on Saturday Morning Quarterback here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Good morning once again from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback with Caldwell County coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley with us on the show today. The Tigers falling at Union County 47-0 last night. Home game next week. It will be Ballard Memorial coming to town for the first district game of the season. And Will, with the change in the postseason format, we're kind of watching those Class 2A second district teams a little bit this year to see how the playoffs might shake out.
Yeah, that's always kind of an interesting district, on, you know, because they're all very similar. You know, I think Owensboro Catholics won it a lot of the years, but I think maybe Hancock beat them a couple of years ago to be the district champ. So, yeah, just kind of keeping an eye on that. But really, we need to focus on us and win the games on our schedule and to try to have a home playoff game, because, you know, now travel does play a little bit into it. You know, you're not going to go to Murray, you're not going to go to Mayfield. If you're on the road, you're going to go to Hancock County, Butler County, someplace like that, McLean County.
Todd County.
So the travel is, I mean, it's not a huge, huge deal, but obviously you'd rather play at home.
It was a tough loss at Union County last night, but a couple of kids kind of stood out as you look at the stat sheet.
Yeah, you know, Camden Wolford is really, I felt like, without watching the film, just kind of watching it live, really played extremely hard, and that's you know, what he is and what type of football player he is. Always plays really hard from every single play he's out there. And you know, I have a lot of respect for him, because, you know, he's been a little banged up, and you know, you know he's, you know, hurting a little bit, and you go up to him and say, "Hey, are you all right? Can you go?" He said, you know, always says, "Yes, sir, I'm good to go. I can play," and doesn't really show that he's banged up a little bit. You know, that's the type of effort we got to have and continue to have some success. And, you know, Eli Stevens is a kid that's kind of been a role player, but really has been played in some key spots and has played really well. We've talked about him before, but he does those things that don't really show up in the stat sheet, and block well, play solid coverage in the secondary. And, you know, he had a couple of catches, you know, two catches, 36 yards, and, you know, really, he's just a sophomore, really proud of what he's done. And another kid that plays extremely hard when he's out there. And, you know, he's going to be a really good player just because of his mindset and, you know, really, really proud of the progress he's made. I talked with Bob a little bit about this before the game, but Ethan Ramage has been playing a little bit of quarterback. You know, Jack Roach plays quarterback too, but with Jack playing so much on the defensive line, we wanted to kind of try to find some more depth at the quarterback position. And Ethan, I think, has some experience playing quarterback, and we kind of threw him in there, and really he had about a week of practice and then played in the JV game Monday and then played in a varsity game last night, and has done a really good job to kind of pick some things up and has thrown some nice balls, and really, really impressed with what he's been able to do in such a short time in a really tough situation.
Yeah, it was interesting to see him come out there, but the backup's able to actually move the football there some in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, did a good job up front. Brian Barber ran the ball really hard, which was good to see. And able to get down there a little bit and make some plays and move the ball, which was really good to see from our younger guys.
Once again, this is Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street this morning. Looking at some scores from last night, Ballard Memorial was in action against Hopkins County Central, but Ballard fell 49-14, so the Bombers coming in kind of like us looking for a win.
Yeah, and Hopkins Central's got a good team, and got some really good athletes on both sides of the ball, and scoring 14 is pretty good against that Hopkins Central team.
Trigg County with a big win last night. They went all the way to the Eastern time zone and beat LaRue County 44-30. So Trigg's looking like a team that over in that 3A district is going to try to work its way into the mix.
Yeah, and scoring a lot of points, and talked about that before. I kind of saw that coming last year, playing them and watching them play and get better, and knew that they would have a good team, and Coach Ezell's doing a great job over there.
Fort Campbell got a win in the Army Bowl last night, beating Fort Knox 22-6, and Fort Campbell is a team that's improved.
Yeah, and really didn't realize this until I saw it on your Sports Edge, but their coach is I played with his son at Wesleyan, and he's a really good football coach, and has to be doing a pretty good job over there. They're scoring some points too, and I'm sure are improved.
Mayfield with a big win over Callaway County, 62-7. Of course, we'll see Mayfield coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think they've gotten a little banged up, and but they're a really deep football team, and obviously really good, and are one of the better teams in 2A right now.
Graves County shut out Grayson County last night, 33-0. Bring that one up, though, just because I saw the Grayson buses in town, I guess, on their way down there. They must have made a pit stop here on the way to Mayfield last night. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not a fun bus ride either. That's a district game, too.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize they were in the same district. Yeah. Madisonville went up to Davis County but dropped a 28-13 decision. Madisonville's a team that's kind of an up-and-coming team.
Yeah, I think they've got a chance to be competitive and really push, between them and Hopkinsville and Logan County. Those three teams could be really interesting games when they all play. And I think Madisonville's kind of flown on under the radar. I talked about that with Gage Courtney last week. They've got some really good skill players, and they do a good job up front. And, 28-13 to Davis County is not a bad loss. I think Davis County beat Owensboro Catholic, and Davis County played Owensboro pretty tough too. So I'm sure Davis County's got a pretty good 6A football team.
A couple of teams that you guys saw earlier this year went at it last night. Hopkinsville with a 22-0 win over Christian County.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're excited about that. And the rivalry game, I guess there's probably one more of those left. But, like we said with, the Madisonville game, that'll be an interesting district with Hopkinsville and Madisonville and Logan County.
South Warren beat Paducah Tillman 36-3 last night. Not sure if that says more about South Warren or more about Paducah Tillman, but South Warren's always pretty good.
Yeah, well coached, and Brandon Smith is, you know, does a phenomenal job defensively, and so you got to have really good plans against really good defensive coaches to have a chance. So, you know, South Warren will be right in the mix in 5A, and you know, they're really well coached.
Once again, Kiowa County falling at Union County last night. The Tigers have Ballard Memorial coming to Tiger Stadium next Friday. Big game on the schedule today, but it's a girls soccer game. And Jeff, first time that the Lady Tigers have been in the All-A sectional final.
Yeah, they get a chance to make a little history tonight. Go down to Murray High and play the Murray High Lady Tigers at a I'm not real sure where Murray's soccer field is.
I think it's right at the school. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right
behind the school. The edge of town. Yeah. So that's a.
Gets a little confusing sometimes because a lot of people, when they go down there for football, want to go to the school.
Yeah.
But the football field's actually at
the middle school. Yeah.
Which is also their baseball field.
Yeah. Ironically enough. And then they have the other fields at the high school. But no, they've had a really good year. Coach Miller's got them going in the right direction, and they got by UHA in the All-A, and so now they're getting a chance to play for the sectional. And if they win tonight, they'll get to go to the All-A state tournament. So we wish them luck and hope they go down there and do well. And, you know, anytime you can go down to Murray and beat a Murray team is always good for us. So.
At 7 o'clock is the start time for that tonight as the Lady Tiger soccer team plays at Murray. Caldwell's girls 8-3-2 this season. So, Jeff, they've really had a really strong year.
Yeah, they have. They've put together some wins, and I know Coach Miller's been super excited about the progress that they've made. I know he was kind of wanted to kind of see what they were made of early, and I think they got a couple tough ones under their belt, and they've kind of got on a little streak now. So hopefully they can parlay that into a trip to the All-A state tournament and carry it into the districts here in a couple weeks.
Kiowa County is the second region All-A Classic champion. Murray is the first region All-A Classic champion. And just unfortunately, if you're a Lady Tiger fan, this year happens to fall to where the first region gets the host.
Yeah, yeah. I actually inquired about that because I thought it was even odd. But something happened, I guess, maybe during COVID that somebody – either way, UHA hosted Murray last year, so Murray gets to host us this year. So.
Yeah, again, 7 o'clock. Good luck to the Lady Tigers playing in the All-A sectional. University of Kentucky football coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. Will, the Wildcats getting an early start against Youngstown.
Yeah, and, you know, coming off that big win last week, you know, you hope that they're – there's no letdown there, and I know it's a big deal for Coach Stoops. I think I heard this week that he's got a lot of friends and family that are in the game, being from Youngstown, so I'm sure that'll be a really neat environment for him, and I think they're celebrating you know, him being the all-time winningest coach at Kentucky, and you know, he's done a phenomenal job, and you look at what he's done creating relationships with high school coaches. You know, you watched the game last week, you know, Dane Key makes a big play and is a big part of the team. You know, I don't know if Dane Key's at Kentucky, if it's not for what Coach Stoops and his staff's done with high school coaches. So you can't say that about all programs in this state, but definitely you can say it about Kentucky.
Well, we talked about last week's game after we got off the air for the show, and I think we both thought Kentucky had a chance at Florida. I mean, nobody's going to come out and make a big prediction in public anyway, but I thought we both thought they had a chance.
Yeah, I thought they had a chance, and obviously, really, I didn't think they played great, you know, but they're better than Florida, and that says a lot about what Coach Stoops has built there, that you can go down to Florida and you know, really control the game and come out there with a win, and really looking forward to seeing how their season shakes out, and hope they have a lot of success.
I was really impressed with the way Kentucky's defense looked in the second half.
Yeah, getting back Jordan Wright, I think, helped out quite a bit. He, you know, made a nice play to kind of switch momentum. And, you know, I think they've got an offensive scheme that marries up to what Coach Stoops wants to do. And it's a little bit unique, and it really meshes well. I think it's a perfect fit to fit their team.
We are on Saturday Morning Quarterback this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. We need to get to a break on the show. We'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We are back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. Kiowa County coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley with us. And Jeff, a big day at the school yesterday as the golf team got some money and Emma Talley was in town.
Yeah, it's always great whenever someone like Emma comes in and brings a little money with her. That's a good thing for the programs and the kids. I think the kids were excited to see her and excited to kind of get the goodies that she brought. And, you know, shout out to her and the Dick's Sporting Goods for coming in and supporting the golf team and our kids. And I know Coach Stallings is appreciative, and I know the kids are super, super appreciative of that.
Yeah, it was fun having Emma in, and I know she was anxious to get over and see the new floor in the gym.
Yeah, I heard you say that. I heard that she's going to go check it out. So that's, you know, even no matter, I guess, no matter where you go in life, you always come back to your roots. And I think probably Emma's as good an example of that as anybody around. And, you know, coming back and kind of seeing your old stomping grounds when new things come in and being excited for, you know, what your school's doing and the improvements on how things get better over time. And, you know, she's probably like everybody else. She's like, well, they get all the good stuff after I leave. Yeah. So that's what they all say.
Well, Will, as we look ahead to next week, what do you guys do now to get ready for Ballard?
You know, I don't think it's as much about the teams on our schedule as it's about our team and making sure we continue to clean some of this stuff up. And, you know, I think if we'll do that and have a really good week of practice and have the right mindset, we can turn this thing around and have something that we're proud of at the end. Because, you know, like I said earlier, to me, you judge a season on district play and how the postseason's gone. And, you know, we haven't won a playoff game since 2018, which is kind of a surprising, you know, thing and something that needs to really change. And we've got that opportunity this year to do that. If we'll continue to get better and have good weeks of practice. And I think that, you know, if we'll do that, we'll have a chance at the end to say, yeah, we started off rough and struggled some, but, you know, at the end, you know, we played well in our district games and finished the year out the right way and got into the playoffs playing really good football. So that's kind of my approach to the next five games.
Well, best of luck to you guys. Hall of Fame night next week, and appreciate you guys coming in and being on the show this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Appreciate
Will Barnes and Jeff Riley for coming in and being with us on Saturday Morning Quarterback this morning, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of Saturday Morning Quarterback. Thanks a lot for joining us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.